Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
You called 2024 the quickening. Maybe you can describe that. Maybe that's an access point into the conversation. But I'd love to get your awareness on where we are right now, because it seems to be remarkable.
We truly are living in remarkable times. And in order for the world to wind up in an ascension experience, we have to move through unpredictability, chaos, some sense of limitation. Just like when you watch any movie, there has to be some sort of stress or pressure in order for there to be a release. The ascension is the release. We are currently living out the building up of a pressure that's going to lead to that release. And so, you know, like any good movie, we just are watching, observing, we're interacting with the storyline, and we're watching how the world has already ascended. We're watching how the ascension took place, because from my intuitive connection to the universe and the information that I receive so clearly, it's not whether we are going to ascend. It's which timeline is the collective consciousness of the planet going to choose for the ascension. So are we going to choose a roundabout ascension where it's a longer journey with more subtlety, or is it going to be a more direct route with a more intense experience? And I think if we all look at the world right now, we can probably see which one we are choosing. So humanity is going through a rather direct trajectory of ascension. And so right now, we have the world on a collective level becoming or experiencing third dimensional patterning in the world, but with greater awareness. So we're becoming aware of corruption. We're becoming aware of greed. We're becoming aware of misleading media headlines. We're becoming very aware of special interest. We're becoming very aware that there are few people that have a lot and a lot of people that have very little. And we are, in a sense, bringing what has been under the rug into greater awareness. And this has been happening in our individual lives, but this is where it has really started happening on a collective level. And things like George Floyd really started to show us this rapid expansion or quickening that I've talked about. I did a video talking about the quickening of 2024. Wish I could remember anything I transmitted. Fortunately, I can't. But what I can say is that we are examining the third dimensional patterning of the world that's been running the world for so long, and we are experiencing it in greater awareness. And the choice every human being has right now is, will we allow this shift to bring us into greater conscious awareness, or will we lash out, shut down, or be buried by our addictive patterns? So we, each of us, are contributing to this quickening of ascension by how we choose to perceive and respond to what's being revealed. And I find it to be a very exciting time. And it also is a quite an intense time. And each of us get the opportunity to decide how we're going to live through this transition point.
One of the ways I heard you articulate it or transmit it was, it just feels like we've been having multiple dark nights of the soul, one after the other, and we've literally been in the trenches. And when you said that, like, some part of me, like, the pressure on the gas valve came off a little bit, to be honest. I was like, oh, it's not just me. Touchwood. Because it has been, as you described, quite an intense time, and it does feel like we're taking, like you said, a bit of a direct route, and that sort of is inspiring, but also, you know, has with it this awareness that, like, hey, get your spiritual warriorship ready. Like, here we go. Like, you know, get your shields, get everything up and running. You were going to say something.
Well, and to that point, most people, and this would help a lot of people who are listening to this, you're not going to be inspired mainly by what you see revealed in the world. You're going to be inspired by how you choose to respond, or how other heroic beings around you choose to respond to the actions of the world. So when I say the world is in a place of inspiration, I don't necessarily mean that when you look at the world, you should be inspired by what you see. What you see in the world is challenging each of us to say, what are the action steps I can take in response to what I see? And how can I be that which I would be inspired to observe in others? And if we can't find that in ourselves, can we train our mirror neurons consciously? Can we say, if I don't have what it takes to be the inspiration I want to see in the world at a time like this, can I actively look for inspirational beings who are leading by example? And by observing them, my mirror neurons become familiar with making heroic choices that are not confused with sacrifice, right? There are so many people that hear, be the change you want to see in the world. Let's be honest with ourselves. Can you make heroic choices right now in the world? And if you can't, that's okay, because that just means you should actively seek out, whether it's stories online or people in your life, whether you know them or follow them, that are doing inspirational, heroic, philanthropic things in the world, that as you inundate your consciousness with beings who are acting the way that you want to bring to this planet, by observing that, you are going to train your mirror neurons to resonate and be attracted to the options in your life that will allow you to be that heroic and inspirational. So again, it's not about looking at the world as if it's inspirational. It's, am I ready to inspire through my choices? And if not, who can I focus on and allow my mirror neurons to develop a level of alignment and resonance with the type of choices I would like to be able to make at this time in history?
Hope you're thoroughly enjoying this moment from a full-length podcast we've got here on The Inspired Evolution. If you are intrigued and so-called, check out the full episode to where you're listening to this podcast now.